This is episode 2160 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, giving yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity today. And every day you make the choice to show up for yourself and meditate, you begin to create new neural pathways in your brain that help you respond to stress in a better way. So make sure you subscribe so that you get in the habit of showing up for yourself every single day. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long as you have explored the theme of confidence in your relationships. You may feel like it's a little more difficult to show love and kindness to others during a pandemic when you're social distancing. And also, there's a lot of disruption going on in the world. Well, sharing your peace is more important than ever. So you'll be guided as you layer the techniques that all encompass you sharing your peace. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. And this is for you if you'd like to go a little more deeply into 30-minute guided meditations that follow along with a theme just like we do here on the podcast. You receive a journal with each week's series. So this week it's a relationship journal, and you also receive a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized for you so you don't have to remember what was the breathing technique, what was that affirmation for the theme. It's all right there at your fingertips. The best part is you can try it for 7 days free access to the entire app of over 2,000 guided meditations for 7 days free. So go ahead now and settle yourself down and let's meditate. As you're transitioning from whatever you were doing before you sat down right this moment, I'm going to share with you some insight in regard to improving your relationships. This will help you calm your mind and settle yourself down. And then I'm going to share with you how meditation has helped a fellow meditator who shows up here just like you do to listen to the podcast. Now, if you'd like to reach out to me and share with me your unique journey, or just how you happen to benefit from meditation in your life, you can send an email to me at mary@sipandom.com. That is in the show notes. You can find them here. And you can also send me a private message on my Sip and Om Instagram or Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. So here you are, calming your mind, sitting up straight, closing your eyes, and elevating your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. It's also the location where your prefrontal lobes are located. This is the part of your brain that benefits most from meditation. You have been on a quest this week. Bring to mind your kindness quest, where you're going to do one thing each day to be gentle and kind to yourself. reflect on the things you may have been doing this week that made you feel better and happier about yourself. And how this helped you treat others more kindly and more gently, especially during these difficult times. Think about what you'd like to do for yourself today. Something to nourish your soul. Healthy relationships bring out the best in you, and they bring out the best in the other person. A healthy relationship allows you space. It allows you closeness and comfort. And it allows you trust. A healthy relationship allows you to express yourself honestly without trying to hide your truth. A healthy relationship allows you to be respected as you respect others. Your fellow meditator, Dawn, from California, meditates with her special relationships at sunset. They do this together every evening, in person together or on Zoom. As you inhale and exhale gently and evenly through your nose, consider the wise words of the Persian poet Rumi. Set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, visualize the face of a loved one, a friend, a family member, a romantic partner. Visualize the face of someone who fans your flames, who believes in you. And as you exhale, smile inwardly, feeling gratitude for this person in your life. Mentally affirm, I send love and gratitude to those around me. I send love and gratitude to those around me. Feeling your heart expand. You may place your hands in the Kalisvara Mudra, making a heart with your thumbs touching downward pressing against each other. Your fingers bent, knuckles touching together. And extending your middle fingers upward, touching them together. This mudra for love and gratitude. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable, visualizing the face of a loved one, sending out your love and gratitude. You are so worth slowing down for.